Now, I want you to discern the before mental formation one by one. Concentrate on your breath and investigate which mental factor mentally touches the breath. Feel it, recognize it. Feel the mental factor of contact mentally touches the breath. If you can recognize this mental factor of contact, then disidentify it with I or myself. Contact as contact. Contact is not I, not myself. Contact has the characteristic of intimacy, has the characteristic of intimacy. Mentally touch the object is called contact. Now the second mental factor of feeling feels either the pleasant flow of the breath or the neutral. If you feel neutral feeling towards the breath, it's also feeling. Sometimes you feel pleasant flow of the breath. Sometimes you feel the neutral. You feel the object, the breath appear to you is neutral. It doesn't give you the pleasant feeling. This is called neutral feeling. So neutral feeling feels the neutrality of the breath. Or the pleasant feeling feels the pleasant flow of the breath. Recognize this feeling and mentally mark. Feeling is just feeling. Feeling is not I, not mine, not myself. Now feel another mental factor who can perceive this is breath, who can recognize or make a label or a sign that this is breath. This is mental feeling, this mental factor of perception. Recognize this perception. And disidentify perception as I, mine, myself. Concentrate on your breath again. Fix your attention on the breath. explain, try to understand that there is one mental factor called one-pointedness. Fix your attention from the breath. If not I, you will fix your attention. It's a mental factor of one-pointedness that has the characteristic of fix your mind on the breath. Concentrate on the breath again. After you recognize each mental factor, you must go back to your breath again repeatedly. When you feel that one mental factor that urges the mind in acting upon the breath, this mental factor accumulates wholesome karma when you are well concentrated on the breath. This mental factor is called volition, cetana. It urges all the other mental factors come together to the breath, and it itself accumulates wholesome karma. This mental factor is called volition, cetana. Then, for 1 second, stop, concentrate on the breath. Then pay attention again to your breath. Then you understand attention. Attention directs your mind towards the breath. Feel the attention who directs your mind towards the breath. Without this attention, the mind cannot go to the breath. The mind cannot direct to the breath. If identifying this attention as I, mind, myself. Each mental factor is able to do his work because they have life faculty. So there's one mental factor called life faculty sustain the vitality of the mind and mental factors and the associated mental factors. Without this life faculty sustained the vitality of mind and associated mental factors, all the mental factors cannot perform their job. Now go back to the breath again. Place your mind on the breath. Apply your mind on the breath. This is the initial application of mind, vitakka. Vitakka, the mental factor of vitakka has the ability to apply your mind on the breath, or placing your mind on the breath. Recognize this, Vitakka. Go back to your breath again and repeatedly, continuously sustain your mind on the breath. Sustain application of the mind onto the breath. Or sustain attention onto the breath so that you can develop more and more mindfulness on your breath. This is called sustained application of mind, vichara. Feel this mental factor. When your mind wander off, then there is no sustained application of mind. That's why this sustained application of mind is also impermanent. The moment your mind wanders off, then this sustained application of mind passes away. Then it comes back again when you apply your mind on the breath. Concentrate on your breath again. Then your mind is able to make the decision to this breath, not something else. You are firm that this is breath. This is mental factor of decision. Feel it. Feel this mental factor of decision. Then go back to the breath again. Making effort to know the breath. Making effort to know the breath is mental factor of effort. Feel the effort is constantly aroused. To know the breath. When your mind can concentrate well on the breath, you may have a sense of joyful feeling, a sense of joy or delight in your breath. If you have this delight in the breath, this mental factor of joy. If you don't have, it's fine. You don't have to recognize this one. Now go back to the breath again. You feel the desire to concentrate on the breath. You have the desire to concentrate on the breath. This is the mental factor of desire. It's neither you or yourself. Desire as mental factor, as mental phenomenon. Go back to your breath again. When taking this breath as your object, there is faith in this, there is faith in this object that it can lead you to attainment of jhana. This faith is called mental factor of faith, sada. This faith is neither you or yourself. It's just a mental factor or mental phenomenon. Go back to your breath again. As your mind not forget the object, the mind is always mindful of the object. This mental factor of mindfulness. Feel the mental factors of mindfulness, which is constantly mindful of the breath. Then this identifies mindfulness is not I, not myself. Each mental factor has its own characteristics and functions. When the things perform their task, they pass away and they arise again, passes away and arises again. They are also impermanent. They are not I, not myself. When your mind is fully concentrated on your breath, you have no desire to commit any wrong things. Your mind is in pure wholesome state. So there is shame of wrongdoing. There's one mental factor called shame of wrongdoing and the fear of wrongdoing. These two mental factors are already there when your mind is concentrating well on the breath. Go back to your breath again. So So when the mind is observing the breath, you have no attachment to this breath as mine, myself. You just, the mind is just simply observed without clinging to the breath as I, mine, myself. Feel your mind is simply observing. There's no clinging to the breath as I, mine, myself. This is mental factor of non-greed. Go back to your breath again. And you can when the mind is observing the breath, the mind is subtle, soft, not rough, not harsh, not violent. So there is non-hatred, the mental factor of non-hatred in this moment. While the mind is observing the breath. Is another factor of neutrality of mind. This mental factor balances the consciousness and the associated mental factors so they can function together, preventing any excess or deficiency. Your mind is in balance, not bending towards excessive effort or excessive concentration. This neutrality of mind prevents any excess or deficiency. Sometimes you may have this, sometimes you may not have this mental factor. Depend on the mental state. Go back to your breath again. If your mind can concentrate well on the breath, then there will be tranquility of consciousness and of mental factors. You may have this one or you may not have it. Go back to your breath again. If your mind can take the breath very easily, then you will have the mental factor of lightness of consciousness and of mental factor. The mind is light, not heavy. not down. Go back to your breath again. You can feel your mind is soft, malleable when taking the breath as object. Or you can feel the pliancy of your mind and mental factors while observing the breath. Then you have the mental factors of malleability of consciousness and of mental factors. Sometimes you may have, sometimes you may not have it. Recognize them and disidentify them as I, mine, myself. They are also subject to change. Depend on cause and conditions. Go back to your breath again. If you become more skillful, if the mind becomes more skillful and more proficient while observing the breath as an object, then there is proficiency of consciousness and of mental factors. If you can feel your proficiency in taking the breath as object, then recognize this mental factor of proficiency. Go back to your breath again. When your mind can observe the breath well, your mind is not crooked, not cunning. Your mind is upright. There's rectitude of consciousness and of mental factors. And lastly, there's wisdom faculty to understand, to penetrate, to understand the breath. Just as non-self. It's just a maturity. And go back to your breath. Simply know the breath. Simply know the breath. This is consciousness. Consciousness, simply know the breath. Does not know if long, short, smooth. To know the breath is long, short, smooth, and so on. Meet the combination of all mental factors. Consciousness is just simply know that breath. Feel this consciousness, this simply know that breath. Okay. Well, let's stop here. Gradually open your eyes. Any questions?
When you say go back now to the breath, where will you go?
When you are contemplating that mental factors I mentioned, you are experiencing that, then after that, come back to the breath again.
You go to the heart to experience?
Yes, yes. When you are experiencing all mental factors, you go to the heart. All the mental factors spring from the heart, yes.
Yes.
Attention, without attention you cannot aware of the breath. So attention actually comes first.
Mm-hmm.
Attention, for example now you think something. Now attention to come back to the breath, then the mind will come back to the breath. After coming back to the breath, then vitakka plays the mind on the breath. This is the difference. Yes. Yes. From other objects to the new object. After you move to the breath, then vitakka place the mind there. Then sustain attention, sustain there. Keep it for a long time, then only you develop mindfulness, you develop concentration. Then any question? Yes. Perception comes first. Hmm? Perception comes first. Some of the mental factors are very close to each other. Hmm? Some are very close. Perception. After you make the sign already, then you only can make decision. You make a sign, then you can. Then you firm already. This A, not B. You know, this butter, not C. You make a decision. Perception is more rudimentary. Yes. Consciousness is just no object. For example, the color strikes your eye. Eye consciousness knows this color. Perception knows this blue, this white, this red, this black. Consciousness does not know. Perception knows this white, this black, this blue. Making a sign for you to recognize it again.
When the thing that hits the mind observes the breath, does it change the breath at all?
Why do you want to change the breath?
So what's behind the breath? Like what makes the breath itself?
Your mind. Actually, breath produced my mind. That is not what we want to do in this picture at this moment.
But there is a separate
What do you mean separate sequence?
Is it all one sequence or like separate?
One breath mean one sequence mean one breath?
Well, there's something that makes the breath flow, right?
The mind. For example, you want to breathe in, you know? You want to breathe in, there's mind. That's why you breathe in.
Mm-hmm.
we want to breathe out, so this consciousness produced, this breath is produced by mind.
So when I'm breathing in, at one moment, I only do one thing, right?
Yes. So when you're breathing in, then all these 34 minutes occur together for you to know this breathing in.
So while I'm breathing in, then
this 34 together. Now I teach you separately, actually they work together.
Mm-hmm.
As you become more familiar, you can see 34 together.
Right. So during one
sequence of 34,
one
sequence of 34,
one sequence
of 34. Okay, I understand what you mean. I will touch this topic in my evening Dhamma talk. If not, I have to spend a lot of time now, you know? Even the matter I will explain to you moment by moment. When I explain one by one to make you clear. For example, I say attention first, then apply your mind, then sustain, then it will become clear to you. But actually all come together, you know, all come together. But it all come together. They must work unified harmony. Only then you can recognize it first. But if I tell 34 together, you may not be able to understand. So I got to explain you one, what's this meaning, how it works one by one. It will work together. If you without effort, how can you mindful? Without putting effort, I want to keep the mind here. How can you mindful of your breath? No, once you put the mindful, once you put the effort to be with the breath, then you develop mindfulness. Then you will not forget it. If you do not develop your effort, then your mind goes here, goes there, then you are not mindful of your breath. You forget your breath all the time.
Even in the moment to moment, then after the 34 comes again. During one single moment, there's
also. Not every single moment.
Okay.
So, for example, eye consciousness has no this 34.
Right.
After eye consciousness, this receiving consciousness, then investigating consciousness. Then becoming consciousness, then after that there's impulsion, seven impulsion consciousness, seven moment of consciousness. In this seven moment, we call jhavana, impulsion, this we have 34. Each moment is 34. Only when you are concentrated well, when you are restless, no, this wholesome state, I'm talking about wholesome state. So when you are restless, maybe you have 16. Only 16. Or when you take food, you say there's greed, a lot of greed for taking food. Only 20, maybe 19. All this in Abhidhamma. You don't want to learn Abhidhamma. When you learn Abhidhamma, you understand your mind better, you know? Then you understand other people, same like you. They also 34, you also 34. When the grace arrives, they are 20, you also 20, 30, she also 20, same.
You never listen
to it. It's a bit difficult. If mental factors, because when they group together 34, you know? Why they can perform the job? For example, why the vitaka can place the mind here? Why the vichara can sustain your attention here? It needs life. For example, the lotus flower sustained by the water. Sorry, the leafy lotus flower sustained by the water. So all these mental factors sustained by this life faculty. We have two types of life faculty. One is mentally. One is mental life faculty, which I have described to you just now. Another one is physical. And you recite the not taking this meal, not for enjoyment, for sustaining of the life faculty. So in the teaching of the Buddha, if a person dies, the life faculty is cut off. So we have two types of life faculty, to sustain physical and to sustain mental.
What is the
four elements? It's a derived from four elements. This is physical life faculty. The physical life faculty is derived from the four elements, but the mental is not. It's only one mental factor. Among these 34, only one. This life faculty sustain the life of this 34. Only then this 34 can do work. Without this life faculty sustain it, they cannot do work. Any other question? No? Okay, let me stop here.